got to start over, sir, because we didn't have a machine going, so let me get you to state your name and ABC number again, sir.
Eric Hanson, 259845.
Thank you, sir, and I apologize, but we have a machine going now, and I'll just introduce the board members. I'll just be here briefly. The Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. And the gentleman that you see there is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of the day. Now, Mr. Hanson and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm? Mr. Hanson?
I do.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Hanson, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Greenway, 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, on or about November 28, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hanson, I'm going to move the fact that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is very important, because at the end of phase two of your hearing, the board is going to make a decision whether to continue your supervision or to revoke your supervision. So, but we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you, and after we get that, then we're just going to come back, talk to you, and you can tell us whatever you need to tell us. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information.
Yes, sir. Hanson was released from ADC custody on 10-16-2018 and arrested on 12-7-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-7-2018 with a CCD of 214-2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2012, marijuana violation, 3 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms on supervision, 2011, TIS release, interstate compact, completed 23 months. 2015, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 1993, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1993, burglary tool possession, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1993, criminal damage, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1993, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1993, criminal damage, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1996, theft, Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 1997, aggravated robbery, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. And I apologize, on 1996, theft, Illinois, it was a felony conviction, state prison. 1997, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, marijuana violation, Nebraska, county jail. 2007, burglary, Illinois, guilty, other sanctions. 2009, domestic violence, Illinois, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. Is a GB score of G2, V3.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, I am back to you, Mr. Hanson, and it seems to me I'm looking at your case supervision summary, which I'm sure you have a copy of it, and would it show that when you were released, you were to stay at Leeway, and I was at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona. How long would you remain at Leeway, sir?
I was at VBRE approximately 7 weeks.
Okay, and what happened after those 7 weeks? When did you go again, sir?
Okay, yeah, I'm sure I'll be honest, straight up front with you, honest. What happened was, when I was at VBRE, I had a job pretty much right away. It's with a CEO that I worked for, another company. Back in 2015-16, he offered me a position as regional sales manager, and it was my job to start establishing a sales force basically from Chicago West, which I wasn't able to do on parole that we were setting up for when I got off parole. VBRE would not let me operate out of the facility, so I had an office that someone rented, and then really rent, and he just let me set up a computer in his office, and I did all of my research and logging and sales presentation criteria and stuff for the salesman I hired where I could send them information about how to sell our product, okay? Jerry Bill, I had a problem with my position, said it wasn't a real job. I had a job letter. I gave it to VBRE. I gave a copy to him. He says on this form that I never did that. I did. It also says on here that I missed a UA. I took screenshots on my phone every day with the Task app just in case something like this happened while I was out. I never thought that I'd be back in. However, my form of transportation, which was a bicycle, and the bus, my bicycle got stolen. I missed the last bus one night because I worked late hours, which it was approved and okay by everybody. And instead of going back the next morning, I panicked thinking they were going to kick me out and I was going to get violated. Anyways, obviously, my background, I've been through this a lot. Not trying to make excuses for what happened. I made a poor choice. And I'm going to be real honest with you, I'm not even here to try to get you to necessarily reinstate me. However, I did stay clean the whole time that I was out. I mean, VBRE was testing me every 3 days or so. I continue to stay clean in here now. And I would like to continue to stay clean when I get out because my drug addiction has been the cause of all my crimes in the past.
Yeah, sure, I can see that by just listening.
I educated myself while I was in prison. Through business accounting and classes like that on my own. We self-taught ourselves. There was like six of us in class for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years.
So based on your employment, you are a marketing specialist, sir? Is that what you do from a professional standpoint?
I'm a regional sales director.
Okay.
So yeah, it's marketing and sales, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a very, very good job waiting for me. I don't want to screw that up, and what I'm asking today is if I could go to MRC for my last couple weeks on parole, where I could leave out on a positive note, maybe get some more classes in, and maybe set up for more classes upon my my parole ending, I guess.
I know you're anxious to talk, but just listen to me for a moment, sir. The board does not have the ability to send you to VBRE. We know that's an outstanding program, but that's separate from the board. But that's separate from the Board of Executive Clemency, and that's part of the correction department. And we have no control. We don't work for them. They don't work for us. That's a decision that they have to make. I'm going to make one other statement, and I'm not trying to discourage you or anything, sir. But as you stated yourself, you have just a little better than 2 weeks before you're going to be out, unless this board lets you out early. If this board decided to vote to let you out early, it would probably, I can't say for sure, but it's going to take somewhere between 5 and 14 days before you would get out. You may not even get out early, even if this board voted to release you, sir. I just want you to be aware of that because that's sometimes you don't realize that because there's a whole lot of paperwork. You probably realize because you've been through this process before. There's a whole lot of paperwork and everything else that has to go through it. Therefore, there is no guarantee, even if this board voted today to let you out, that you would get out any earlier than February the 14th, sir. So I just wanted to put that on your mind. But let me just ask one other question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was walking towards the truck. I was walking towards him because I just discussed with a girlfriend of mine about turning myself in. My boss and I just had a conversation on the phone right before, and I saw the officer, and I started walking towards him. He pulled up on me and asked me if he was doing a warrant check. And I told him I had a warrant. And actually, he couldn't even find the warrant at first. And I said, well, there's got to be one, because I left approximately a week ago, and I just want to turn myself in. And that's what I told the officer when I approached him. He made a radio call to dispatch, and they looked a little further in, and I guess my warrant had just hit like an hour before that, so...
Okay.
I didn't want to go on the run. I never intended to go on the run. I just kind of panicked. I'm going to be real honest with you. When I let my boss know about it, he suggested that I turn myself in. My lady friend had suggested that I turn myself in, and that's what I was on my way to do that, actually.
Well, both of them gave you good advice, sir.
I was walking towards 27.
But at this time, sir, just for a moment, sir, I want to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions from other board members, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. So anything that you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I almost think that maybe you misunderstood me. I didn't want to go back to B-Break. I was hoping you could transfer me to MRC.
And what I said, we cannot transfer you to MRC or V-Ray. We do not have that authority. That's something beyond beyond the Board of Executive Clemency, sir. That's unfortunate that that is the case, sir. But anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Now the board is going into discussion, and following the discussion, the board will make a decision. We're going to ask you to stay on the phone. Please don't hang up, and so that you can hear everything we say as we do it in the state of Arizona. We do everything under the open meeting law. The board is under discussion at this time. I find that Mr. Hansen is he has skills. He sounds like a very good salesperson, a marketing person, and I know once he gets out, he's going to do extremely well. But just from my perspective, I'm speaking only as one board member, I think it was going to be in his best interest as well as the best interest of the state of Arizona for him to complete the next few days, a couple of weeks, so that when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He'll be out on his own, and he can move forward. So that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing that from other board members, then I'm going to offer a motion, and it's going to be based upon information provided to the board by Mr. Hansen, as well as information provided by Mr. Turner, as well as information containing warrant number 2018W3559. It's going to be to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. DeMille, and the Honorable Mr. Cavanis. So this hearing is coming to an end. The board has voted to revoke the community supervision. However, you won't be out unless something goes wrong on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. You can be with your lady and everything of this year. And once you're out, you don't report to a parole officer. You can be a great salesperson and move forward. We wish you the best, and we hope to never see you in Orange again. So this will end with you, and thank you so very much for your participation. And if you could lay the phone down, we would certainly appreciate it. Don't hang it up, just lay it down, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. You too.
Johnson, then we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman,
To the far right is the Honorable Louis Quinones. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead today. Also today in the room with us, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir, I did not hire an attorney. I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
You're here to make it up here in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the four allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven. I've demonstrated by failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 18, 2018 for the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 23, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, allegation number two is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 22, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 23, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
Your Honor, that's true.
Allegation number three is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and complete substance abuse counseling at the VBRA RCBM program on or about October 22, 2018, as directed verbally by S.P.O. Bullock and P.O. Abad on October 22, 2018. That one true or false, sir?
Yeah, that's true as well.
Okay, allegation number four is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three. Identified by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about October 22, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Your Honor, that's true as well.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Barkin, I'm going to find he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal age of company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Quinones. All right, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Bartram was released from ADC custody on 10-9-2018 and arrested on 12-20-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7-5-2019 with 56 absconders. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, burglary tools, possession, 8 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior term to supervision, 2008, TIS release, completed 1 month. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 2015, possession of narcotics, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G4, V4.
Thanks, sir. Can we go over a summary of the case supervision at this time? So June 5th of 2018, you approved to resign with Ricky Woodward. Then on October 21st, 2018, you stated that you had not been living at your approved residence. On October 22nd, 2018, you were approved to reside in Deidre Recovery, 2501 Dunn Street in Phoenix. You completed initial intake at Deidre on the 22nd of October, but you left the approved residence prior to 8 p.m. head count on October 22nd, 2018, and you didn't come back. So where did you go, sir?
Your Honor, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I was already locked into my addiction. As soon as I got out, I lasted about maybe a week and a half. I tried my best, but I didn't know. I that was like my comfort zone, you know. And I didn't know. I didn't have the resources to stay sober. And I tried to get the residence that I paroled to, but staying sober there, it was a hard time, so I told my parole officer that I wanted to go to a different place. Well, by the time I reached out, I was already, you know, the snowball was already going for me, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't stop. I should have never opened that door, but I did. And by the time I tried to touch the brakes, it was already too late. So, and I mean, I went to Beebe and they gave me a bed and everything, but when I walked in the room, the guy was getting high too, so, you know, I just got up and walked out. And I don't know, I didn't know how to, I needed help, and I didn't know what to do.
Well, that's what,
it
seems that up to that point that your PO was working with you, trying to help you. When you told them you hadn't been staying where you were supposed to be staying, they could have violated you right then and sent you back. But they tried to get you in a program to help you with your drugs. So that's the thing you have to realize, that nobody can help you until you're ready to help yourself. And no matter what they do, what they, you know, offer you, throw at you, whatever you want to term it, it doesn't do any good. Nothing's gonna help you until you're ready to help yourself. So, did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
No, sir. I didn't even last a week before I got into my addiction.
Okay, you were out a total of 56, or you were missing a total of 56 days. When you said you didn't have the resources to fight your addiction, it takes resources to maintain that addiction. So how are you paying for your drugs?
Well, unfortunately, you know, drugs are cheap out there nowadays. And, you know, for somebody like me, it's not too hard to come by. You know, especially when you've been doing this most of your life.
I mean, but you still have to have some stock in trade to pay for the drug. You either have to have money or something else you can do, or, you know, something like that. So if you weren't working, how did you have money to eat and pay for the drug?
Well, once I seen the snowball effect, I turned around to my, you know, the people that I consider so-called friends, you know, and they're not friends, they're just acquaintances, and they're just a way to get high. And I know this. And you see, the thing is I can't do it out there on my own. I can't. I need, you know, if I'm gonna step out of here, I gotta go straight into treatment while I'm sober. That way I can learn different coping skills and way to, you know, when I get stressed out or I start having some depression, I don't turn back to drugs.
And so
that's my problem.
Well, you've been incarcerated. You've been in there a little while. Have you sought out any programming for substance abuse?
I have.
NA or AA or any of that?
I do go to NA.
Well, that's...
I go every Monday.
I mean, I don't know beyond that what you expect to find outside, because unless you go somewhere that they'll have an inpatient, but even then, if you decide you want to walk out the door, they won't stop you because it's against the law for them to stop you. So it boils right back down to what I'm saying. It's all up to you, sir. And so far, you know, everything you're saying is that you want somebody else to do it for you. So,
I need to learn how to do it on my own.
So, were you dirty? Is that why you missed your relays?
Yes. Okay. I was dirty the whole time, Your Honor. That's why I stopped. I didn't go to see him or anything. I was scared, you know. I didn't want to come back. But I couldn't let go of my addiction, you know.
Okay. So what were you doing that brought Phoenix PD's attention to you?
I was actually going to back to the place I was staying at. It was 3:00 in the morning, and I just got done. See, what I do is like I work on people's bikes and stuff, you know, and they don't know how to do it. So, and I've been doing it my whole life. So, and I got done doing what I was doing. So I left, and his house just happened to be being watched by Game Task Force. And
okay. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Any questions? No questions. All right, so we're near the end of your hearing. We'll be going to discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, now would be the time. And we just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already gone over.
Yes, Your Honor. If anything, I mean, I really want to take a chance. But if I cannot get released to somewhere where I can get some help, then I don't want to be released. No, I'll just wait out and I'll try to seek it out on my own. But I really do want to be able to find the help that I need so I can do it on my own. I mean, I'm not looking for a handout or anything like that. I need to learn how to do this on my own. And that's what I'm looking for. For somebody that can teach me how to do that. And I'm sober right now, so I have the momentum to where I can do it, because by the time I reached out for help, I was already high, and I was already in my addiction, and I've been addicted to crystal meth since I was 14 years old. You know, it's hard to let go once you're in it, unless you're locked up or you're dead. So I need to find some way that I can battle that. I mean, I go to NA, and having a support system, it really helps. But I need to find something that I can use on my own. And that's what I'm saying. I don't want anybody to do it for me. I need to learn how to do it for myself. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go somewhere where I can learn how to do this while I'm sober.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. We're going to be going into discussion, making a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're aggressing you, but we won't be. But we'll ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Bartram seems to want help, but he needs to really grab a hold of this situation, but he also, I think he's afraid of not having somebody helping, giving a helping hand, so to speak, like DLC when he's out. But with the scam days and the situation, I think he would be best served by completing his sentence. Double down on the NA programming, anything else he can get in the next few months, and he needs to get with the CO3 and locate a treatment facility that would accept him. That, I know there's a discussion from him, I thought we're going to use it. No discussion? Okay, so based on all the information, we're number 2018W3131. Mr. Bartram's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Bartram as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses or not lapses in criminal ways or company was specifically his drug usage. And that is my motion.
Okay.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agreed with Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the information we have, we're scheduled to be released on July 5th, 2019. We would suggest in the meantime, you really double down on NA classes and see if you can get some other substance abuse classes possibly. But the big thing is, get your CO3 and do some research, find a place, because there are treatment facilities that will take you even after you're completely done with DLC. But find a suitable place that you can go to when you're released and get the help you need. Like you say, while you're sober, before you have a chance to get high again, and while you've got it on your mind, and that's what you really want to do. But you need to make those arrangements before you walk out the door, okay? All right, well, this is going to be hearing, sir. Thank you for appearing this afternoon, and would you just lay the phone down on the counter there, please?